This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
Welcome to the Hope Centre, where real stories meet real conversations about mental health, growth and hope. I'm Anna, and we're here to share, connect and remind you that you're not alone. Let's dive in. Kia ora and welcome back to the Hope Centre podcast, a project put together by Life Matters Suicide Prevention Trust with the help of ORFM in Dunedin. If you have any topics that you'd like us to cover or are interested in being a guest on the podcast, please reach out to us on our Facebook page or email admin@lifematters.org.nz. Kia ora, I'm Anna.
And this is Omri.
We're both peer support workers at Life Matters and we'll be your hosts for this conversation about hope, healing and lived experience. Welcome back to the Hope Centre podcast. I feel like I say this every time, but we're back again.
Who would have thought?
2 weeks go crazy. And the last episode was particularly exciting because we had our first guest from outside the Hope Centre. We had Maddie from Voices of Hope, and it was an incredible episode.
Yeah.
And I feel just as excited about this one because we've got another guest on the podcast. Today we are joined with Mel from the Rainbow Umbrella. Hello.
Kia ora. Thank you for having me.
No worries.
Thank you for coming.
Yeah, we're excited to have you here. I'd love to invite you, if you would like, to introduce yourself and kind of what you do, why you're here.
Yeah, sure. So as I said, I'm Mel. I'm the host of the Rainbow Umbrella, or TRU, podcast, also in partnership with OIR. So yay. It feels very strange to be on the other side of the microphone this time, but it's kind of fun. Yeah, what do I do? The kaupapa of the podcast is just talking about anything and everything under the rainbow. Mm-hmm. It kind of started as a passion project between me and my master supervisor, and then it's just kind of run from there. Selfishly, it's things that I want to talk about, but yeah. I seem to be able to find people that want to kororo with me too, which is really fun.
Nice.
Yeah. No, I noticed I was like looking through your episodes and you talk about so many cool things. How do you decide what to talk about?
Honestly, I'm not kidding when I say it is partially selfish. I'm like, hey, this is interesting. Let's do something about that. Or what can I, you know, what can I find out about this? Or who can I talk to that's fun about this? Yeah.
And I guess starting as a passion project too, this is how to keep the passion going, mm-hmm. finding topics that you're passionate about, talking to people that are also passionate, keeps it running.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, I have so many ideas and I don't necessarily have to have a guest, but for me, that's part of the joy.
Yeah.
Like, sure, I could do some research and I could, you know, tell a story about something that's fun. But what I get out of it is I enjoy talking to people, having the conversations with people, hearing their perspective, hearing what they've got to share and just, yeah, having fun that way.
Nice.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Already halfway to being a peer supporter. We talk a lot about worldview.
You
matching and exploring worldviews.
Yeah. Well, it's actually quite funny because the last two episodes of the pod, I interviewed Amy and Grace
from
the Hope Centre. And so Amy was like, oh, maybe roller derby? And I'm like, okay, maybe now peer support.
I'm starting to see a bit of an intersect between podcast and roller derby and Life Matters. And it's all just, it's all overlaps in some sort of way.
Yeah.
But no, I was just thinking, I would love to just be able to sit and talk about whatever I want. Mm. I think like we're very, you know, we talk a lot about mental health and stuff, and that's kind of the kaupapa of our podcast. But I would just love to just sit and talk about random stuff. Like, I think I'd find that so fun.
Yeah. Well, hey, pick a topic and we can have a chat.
Okay, well.
Taylor Swift featuring Anna and Omri.
Duh. Yeah. You might need to educate me because I am not a Swiftie.
Perfect.
I know that she exists and that's about it.
Well, there we go. I'm curious for myself, what is, like, do you have a most memorable episode or a favourite episode that you've recorded so far? And I'm sure that's hard because you really talk to a lot of really cool people.
Yeah, that is really hard. It's cheating to say all of them, I know, but I have honestly thoroughly enjoyed every single one. Probably the one that sticks out the most that I had the most fun making is the ghost tour episode.
Oh, cool.
Yes. So yeah. I interviewed Andrew from Here Raise a Ghost Tours just up the road.
Amazing.
But I also took a ghost tour as well. So I... full disclosure, the kōrero brings me joy, the editing afterwards, not so much. But I had a lot of fun with this one because I cut in sounds from the recorded ghost tour into the episode.
Oh my gosh.
And so, yeah, me and a really good friend of mine, Jen, we took the ghost tour with Andrew together, and then he came in and we had a chat, and it was awesome.
That's
it was so much fun.
Do you have a relationship with ghosts beforehand?
I guess, yeah, an intrigued relationship.
Mm.
Yeah, I haven't necessarily had an experience myself, but I'm open to the idea. Ironically, I hate being scared.
Yeah.
So the whole time I was doing the ghost tour, I was like, I love this, but I hate this, I love this, but I hate this. Yeah. I think I actually even used that audio in the episode, but yeah.
Yeah, no, that's cool. Did you see any ghosts?
No, but there was a bit of the tour that definitely, if I can say this, the juju was off.
Like, yeah. Amazing.
That part of the tour was definitely more spoopy than the rest of
Amazing. It. Amazing. Yeah. No, and I guess, yeah, when doing a podcast and what you're talking about is your passion, like, yeah, it would be so hard to pick a favourite and stuff. But, no, that is awesome. And we are excited to connect with a rainbow platform in Dunedin. Being an inclusive space is hugely important to us at the Hope Centre podcast, so we're looking forward to connecting with the Rainbow Umbrella and to gain some new insights from someone within the space. Really
awesome.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's great to make new connections, and it's so exciting to be here.
Yeah.
Thank you. So how we finish our podcast is our previous guest leaves a question for our future guest.
Oh, fun. Okay.
So the question that Maddie from Voices of Hope left for you was, when do you feel your most authentic self?
Oh, Maddie, that's a good question.
Mm-hmm. Have you thought about this, Omri?
Yeah.
Yeah. Me too. Me too.
Oh, okay. Is this the case of I'll tell you mine if you tell me yours?
Yeah, we're so willing to share.
Perfect. Okay. That is a really good question. Well done, Maddie.
Mm-hmm.
I think for me it's probably when I'm doing something that brings me joy, I'm in a space that keeps me calm and happy, or I'm with people that, you know, soothe my soul and bring me joy as well. Reading is something that I love to do. I am definitely a book addict. So, yeah, I definitely feel a lot like me when I'm reading. I also like connecting with nature. I love a forest walk. So,
you've spoken to two different parts of us.
Oh, yeah, amazing.
Yeah. What do you like to read?
Literally anything.
Yeah, my type of person.
Yeah. My to-be-read pile is about 650.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So, yeah, books are my drug of choice.
Amazing. Amazing.
Yeah.
Cool. Omri, do you have your answer that you would like to share?
The answer, I feel like, is an answer I've given a few to probably every episode, to be honest.
Guess. You've ocean.
The ocean.
Yeah.
Yeah, being mainly at St. Kilda, but not just in the ocean, but that step between the beach and being in there. And just having all the sensory inputs that it is, as a way just to very much sit back and breathe. If I was to be a bit more specific as well, my partner is from the US, from Connecticut, so just north of New York, and has a huge backyard with lots of squirrels. And I love just sitting and watching the squirrels. I was there for Christmas, and there's one we called Derek. We saw Derek everywhere.
Yeah.
Climbing up trees in a wheelbarrow.
How did you know it was the same one?
Derek had some very distinctive features.
Okay.
But yeah, and just being childlike, you know, there's childlike versus childish, and just felt very childlike and full of wonder and of these things that are so mundane for them, but were so special, and just be able to not have to worry about how I was acting, seeing these squirrels, and just, my partner's family being so accepting of that.
Amazing. Yeah,
I mean, I just clapped my hands when you talked about squirrels, so I'm with you.
Yeah. Oh, amazing. For me, I was kind of, you know, the answer that Maddie gave was when she was in her car and listening to music. And, like, I've kind of been thinking about it over the last week, and I've kind of been struggling with kind of coming up with an answer, but I think mine's very similar. This morning before I came to work, I like had a shower and I had my music on, and then I went to my bedroom and I got ready for work and I had my music on, and that's just genuinely when I feel most myself, is when I'm listening to music. It's music that I love. And I can have a wee boogie, I can have a wee sing. I feel like I'm shy in a lot of ways, but if you bring out music and it's music that I enjoy, not anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my answer. It is very similar to Maddie's, which is kind of boring, but it's true. Music is just so good for the soul.
What were you listening to?
The Eras Tour playlist, Taylor nice. Swift. Yeah. It changes, but this morning that's just what felt right. So that's what I did.
Is there any music you don't like?
Not particularly. I feel like people around me, my friends, my family will listen to quite different things. And like if you chuck me with my family, we're listening to very old music. If you chuck me with my friends, I'm listening to very different music. I'm a pop girly at heart, but mm-hmm. I will listen to anything. Whatever makes someone happy is what makes me happy. Mm. So that's
nice.
Me. Yeah.
Nice.
Cool. So we've got a few questions that we've kind of come up with to kind of talk about over the podcast. And we kind of discussed this in the introduction, kind of how the Rainbow Umbrella became what it is.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's kind of my first question is how did you begin the podcast and kind of what are the goals and the objective of the podcast? What would you like to achieve?
Yeah, cool. So, like I said, the podcast was kind of a passion project between my master supervisor and myself. So we were having lunch one day with my best friend and my supervisor after just submitting my master's in gender studies.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Amazing. It was several many years ago now, but thank you. It was amazing. We could do a whole episode on that. In fact, I have. It's fine.
Go listen.
Yeah, you should go listen.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the inevitable question, you know, what next, sort of came up. And I was like, I've just submitted, like, give me a minute. But then Chris was talking about this collection of diaries that he was about to release as a book, and someone wanted him to do a podcast for that. And the kaupapa of that podcast wasn't quite gelling with the ethos of the book and what mm-hmm. Chris wanted. And we just kind of looked at each other and was like, should we? And so
that's
we did.
Cool.
So the very first episode of The Rainbow Umbrella is about the James Carriage Diaries, mm-hmm. which is a collection of diaries from James Carriage, who is a queer New Zealand author back in the early 20th century. And it just kind of went from there. And then it was just everything. And like I said, it's just anything that I find interesting that maybe other people might want to find interesting as well, might want to listen to, engage in the kōrero about. Yeah.
Yeah. Has it been the Rainbow Umbrella from the very beginning?
Yes.
Awesome. Oh my gosh, amazing. That's so cool.
So the idea behind the Rainbow Umbrella is anything and everything under the rainbow, but you can also be the Rainbow Umbrella for your friends and whānau as well.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Such cool meaning. And I'm sure, you know, as you've said, you've covered a lot of things. It's been running for a long time. I think you said 3 years mm-hmm. ago now. And I'm sure you've had a lot of proud moments when running the podcast. Is there one that comes to top of mind?
Yeah, there are a couple, actually. I mean, every single episode I've done, I'm proud of. That is the cop-out answer. But recently, I was lucky enough to receive a grant from the Rainbow New Zealand Charitable Trust to continue producing the podcast. So that and partnering with Otago Access Radio, probably the two highlights of doing the podcast. I'm like, cool, someone actually believes in this little passion project that I'm doing.
Mm. Yeah.
And it just feels really great.
Again.
A real show of your hard mahi and the work that you have put in is seen.
Yeah. It was really, really special. Yeah.
Awesome.
It must feel really nice starting something, you know, from the ground and watching it like build up and to be able to get recognised, you know, that must be really rewarding for you, hey?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And it just goes to show that, you know, yes, I don't necessarily have hundreds of people listening, but there are people out there that are listening that care enough and enjoy what I do and mm-hmm. the stories that me and my guests tell. So it's great.
Amazing. Obviously some pretty exciting things could be coming up for you then with grants and stuff, you know, coming. I'm sure that increases the scope of what you can do.
Yeah. I definitely have a few ideas in the works. I don't want to give away any spoilers. Even though I said editing doesn't bring me as much joy, I do have a YouTube platform as well. So I would actually start making videos as well as just audio. So that'll be something that I teach myself and see how we go.
Oh, amazing. That is super cool. And we look forward to seeing how it grows. Obviously we work in the mental health space. So, we support a lot of rainbow people within the Hope Centre. And it's, as we said at the beginning, really important for us to be an inclusive space. And I'm just curious, from your perspective, what is some of the barriers queer people in New Zealand face when trying to access mental health support?
I think there is a lot of crossover within and without the rainbow community with access to mental health support. I'm sure this is a case of me preaching to the choir here. Money, time, and for the rainbow community in particular, potentially stigma.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they're accessing something that, or trying to access something that might be, you know, should be for everyone.
Yeah.
But for whatever reason, that might not feel like a safe space for them because of the service that's available or the organisation that might be providing the service. That's not to say anywhere that I have seen is like that, but for some people that might be a stigma for them as well. Money also definitely.
Yeah.
It's expensive. Therapy is expensive.
I can, when we do first sessions with people and we're doing explaining what Life Matters does, I can often see people breathe a sigh of relief when I say, there is, you do not have to worry about money and you don't have to worry about a number of sessions. You can almost see them sometimes relaxing back into their chair of a, hey, I'm here because I'm desperate and I can do anything short term, but long term, who knows what it's going to look like. So it's definitely a big relief of people seeing that money is not a barrier with our service, but it is a consistent factor for other supports as well.
Yeah, and I mean, I spent a whole episode with Amy and Grace just love bombing the Hope Centre, but that is one of the beautiful things about the service that you guys provide. Yeah. There is no barrier to access. Anyone that feels safe and comfortable can come and have a kōrero with you guys, and I think that's so beautiful.
It's hard to imagine people like not having that option, you know, and I find that really hard to sit with, is knowing that, you know, even in our country that doesn't have like a peer support service, different towns and whatnot, just not having that support is really, it's hard to sit with, you know? Yeah, oh, it's tough. And my follow-up kind of question to that is, what role do you think queer media, such as the Rainbow Umbrella, plays in reducing those barriers?
Probably just having an open and safe conversation and letting people know that whatever it is they're going through, there is someone else out there that, if not feeling the exact same way, will understand and empathise with what's going on, and that whatever it is, you're not alone. There are people out there that can support you, whether it's friends, whānau, a service like the Hope Centre, for example. You know, you're not alone in whatever it is you're struggling with.
And that's such an important voice to have, and thank you for being that voice, because, you know, as you said, it's everything under the umbrella. So it's not just about services, but it's also about spaces, and it's about what interests can be safe for rainbow people to be engaging with, and know that this is an interest where there are people like them that are safe to go to, and they're not going to be facing judgment or stigma there. Yeah, so it's a big mantle you're carrying, and carrying it high and proud. So thank you so much for that mahi you do in the queer space and in queer media.
Kia ora, thank you.
And I think often, like, I know in our work it can be frustrating to see the big issues and, you know, issues that can seem quite immovable for the time being. So, again, creating that space, or, like, knowing that, you know, you may not be able to change the world, but I can, what I can do, and I think that's really important in these spaces. I know that a lot of the queer guests that I support, don't necessarily have safe spaces, or don't have, you know, open discussions about, you know, mental health, and particularly mental health and being queer at the same time. Like, it's, yeah, those lack of spaces are really, really hard, you know. And I think that's what we can do, and knowing that we're making moves within the space is really important.
And also removing the stigma from being part of the queer community will have a massive flow-on effect for the negative impacts of a mental health crisis as well. If you know that you are safe to be who you are and love who you want to love and just present however you want to present, be whoever you want to be, then life's going to get a lot better.
Yeah.
Exactly. Just having someone that, you know, may have not been exactly through the same experience as you, but the same feelings that may have popped up for them, and just someone that actually gets it. It's like, whoa, that's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
As Maddie from Voices of Hope said, you can be your authentic self.
You can be your authentic
finding that place.
Yeah.
Cool. How can whānau, friends and workplaces be more supportive in a practical, everyday way?
I think realising that someone's struggle or someone's way of looking at the world or someone's way of thinking is not going to be the same as everyone else's, and acknowledging that and giving them the space and grace to sit with whatever it is they've got in whatever way they need to. And I know that that is easier said than done, particularly if someone is in a crisis space. But I think even just acknowledging to yourself that whatever someone is going through is going to be for them, or however someone is experiencing the world is going to be for them, and you have to understand that and just support them in the best way you can. Ask them what it is they need. Don't tell them what you think it is they need. Ask what it is they need. Yeah.
And that's so powerful as well for autonomy. I'm wondering, if, you know, asking what someone needs, if you have had any experiences or have any thoughts on, you know, if that is conflicting to your thoughts and ideas of what that person might need, of how to sit in that uncomfortableness, or how to find out more about why their way is very important to them.
It's something that I've noticed in myself, actually. I used to be a big how can I help question. That was my question. And now I've shifted it to what do you need? Because me asking that question is a way of offering help. Because I could be like, oh, you might need a cup of tea, or you might need a drive, or you might need to call me to call this service for you, or you might need X, Y, Z. But that's just me projecting what I think the person should have. If I ask what you need, and what you need is a cup of tea, or you need to go for a drive, or you just need a hug, or you need silence to sit and know that I can come and see you later, or whatever it is that you need, I think to me that is more important than what is it that I can do to help, because it's not about me. It's about supporting the person that needs the support.
And I think that, this kind of links into our episode about self-care, is you can't force somebody to do something. Like, what's going to be helpful has to come from them, but also has to align with what will work for them. There's no point telling me to go have a shower if that's not what feels good for me at the moment and stuff. So I think that ties in really, really nicely with our previous conversations. But also for me, like, shifting it from how can I help you to what do you need kind of switches who's in charge of that also. And I really like that. And I'm going to keep that. I feel like I use that in my peel work, you know, quite often, but that's going to be at the top of my mind going into my next few sessions. Awesome. We've been having a really good conversation so far, and we've still got a lot that we'd love to cover with you. But before we do, we'll just pop to a wee ad break and hear from our sponsor.
Cool.
At Anytime Fitness Dunedin, our mission is to raise the self-esteem of the world. A healthy lifestyle doesn't start and stop at the gym. It starts with a plan, which is why we offer solutions that incorporate fitness, nutrition, well-being and recovery. With three local clubs to choose from, with 24/7 access, we're certain you'll find your fit. Contact us today to get started. Call 03 455 0013 or visit anytimefitness.co.nz.
Hey, and good to have you with us again on the Hope Centre podcast. We are still with Mel from the Rainbow Umbrella, and looking forward to finding out some more, not only about the Rainbow Umbrella, but also yourself as well.
Cool.
Obviously being in the rainbow space and like having a rainbow podcast, being connected to a lot of different services. And as you've said, you know, you've connected with a lot of really awesome people. I'm curious, what are some programs, services or initiatives that you think are doing great work in the rainbow space, or even individuals, whatever speaks to you?
That's a very good question. And part of me is like, do I hold my answer? Because I'm actually about to do an episode about rainbow support services in Aussie Potty. So do I leave it, or do I give some spoilers? I mean, there are definitely areas that you know about. I know that, you know, again, we'll love Bomb Hope Centre. You guys do amazing mahi. There's Dunedin Pride. There's UniQ. The drag scene as well.
Oh my gosh, amazing.
I might be a little bit biased at being part of it, but the drag scene in Dunedin is just, it's outstanding.
Can you tell us a wee bit more? I'm really intrigued.
Sure. So I have only just recently stepped to the inside of that circle. I've been a loving supporter for the last few years. Awesome. But David Bones has just recently joined the drag community. Cool. There's actually a performance on the 13th of June. I don't know when this podcast is going to air, but if it's before the 13th of June.
It'll be before the 13th of June.
Yes, yeah.
Yep, so just. There you go. You'll be able to see David live on the 13th of June. There's a Fresh Meats show. So what's really amazing about the show that's coming up is that there's actually so many more new performers than normal. Normally there's only one or two. I think there's eight this time. So that just is a testament to the drag community.
It's evolving.
And how it's exploded, how it's welcoming more people. To me, that's a really, really safe space to explore who you are and be around other queer folk that, you know, are doing the same sort of thing. Yeah.
Awesome. How does one, like, because I feel like I don't hear about a lot of these things.
Oh, girl. I've just done an episode on that.
Really?
So yours. Mm-hmm. On Moira Place.
Yes.
A lot of shows there and Inch Bar.
Yeah.
Okay. So those are the two places that I would definitely look out for drag. Probably going to need a bigger venue soon because they keep selling out.
Amazing.
Which is, you know, there are worse problems to have.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Has that always been the case? Has it always been as popular or is it slowly getting?
It is recently massively ramped up.
Amazing.
Yeah. Which is awesome. Yeah.
Good. That's so cool.
It's really cool to see.
Yeah.
So, yeah, drag is a good space.
Have you... are you aware of Dropout TV at all?
No.
Oh,
am I showing my age here?
Not at all.
I don't know what it is, okay. So please enlighten us.
It's a streaming service which make a whole lot of different content, but they also run one of their series that they have is called Dungeons and Drag Queens, where they have different drag queens and they play D&D.
I think I've actually heard of that.
With Bob the Drag Queen's on it, and Monet
Exchange,
And it's very, very good.
Excellent. So is that just online?
Yeah, it's a streaming service in itself. They put some of their stuff on YouTube, so there might be some on YouTube. But yeah, Dungeons and Drag Queens is my partner and I are watching at the moment and absolutely loving it.
Amazing.
Oh, that's so cool. Awesome.
And, you know, we talked a little bit about this earlier, but what really keeps that passion and that drive for the Rainbow Umbrella going for you?
It is just the korero with fun, beautiful, interesting people, just having a shared conversation about something that is interesting to me and whoever I'm speaking with. The hope is that, you know, there's someone out there in the ether that finds it interesting too, but it is just really great to have a conversation with something where we have a shared interest. And as you've said, it's varied. There's lots of different things, but it's really fun to connect with people in that way and meet new people as well.
Do you find it's easy to get people to come on the podcast and talk about these things?
Yes. I've actually had, I'm not going to give away too many spoilers because they're coming up, but I've actually been really lucky with the guests I've had. A lot of my guests have been friends, but then I've actually connected with some really cool people around Aotearoa as well.
That's cool.
So there's a musical guest coming up soon, which I was really, really excited to have. I've interviewed Anna Lesk from the New Zealand Herald. We did a true crime episode, which was really, really cool. It's just amazing to meet all these new people.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm wondering too, you know, you said having topics that you already have an interest in. I'm wondering if you've had any that you haven't known much about and haven't had much curiosity to, but that's really having that guest on has hooked you or brought you in.
Yeah, I mean, the two that immediately come to my head when you talked about that was the two episodes I did with Chris. So we've done two episodes about two books he's released, and I didn't know much about the people that were the subject of the books before. So I actually got to read the books before, one of them before it was released, which was a real privilege.
That's so cool.
And then, yeah, get to know more about Robert Lord and James Courage. So it was learning as well as fun.
Yeah. And that sounds, you know, it's lovely when we don't, you know, it's the same sometimes talking to guests.
Yeah.
We don't know much about an interest or a passion of theirs, but hearing their passion and seeing their passion really brings us in and wants to understand more and wants to have those conversations.
Just before I came here, I had a session with one of my guests. I don't think they listen to the podcast, but if they do, they'll know who they are. Witchcraft.
Yes.
I spent a good few minutes today talking about witchcraft with one of my guests, and it was so interesting.
This is a topic we could talk about.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I'd love to know. But, like, yeah, it's something that I didn't have a lot of knowledge about, but it meant so much to this person to actually talk about it, for me to actually show some interest. And it's, like, it's so cool to see people connect, like, even if they don't necessarily have an interest, you know? But yeah, I saw you light up when I said witchcraft, so I'm thinking there might be some mutuality there.
Part of me's like, actually, why have I not done a witchcraft episode yet?
Yeah.
Watch this space.
Yeah. What do you think that would involve?
It could involve so many things.
Mm.
It could involve so many things. We could do a live seance.
Mm.
That could be fun.
Ooh.
Do a live tarot reading. That could be fun.
That would be fun. Yes. No Ouija boards.
Oh, why not?
I don't mess with Ouija
you
boards.
You don't mess with
that? Too scared.
Too scared?
Yeah.
Well, see, the ironic thing is I don't like being scared. Like, I don't do a horror movie.
No, neither.
Well, I like the idea of a horror movie.
Yeah.
But once I'm actually start watching it and waiting for the jump scare to come, I'm like hands over my ears, like turn it down. Like I can't do the jump scare. So I know exactly what you mean.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. I like scary, but I don't like being scared. But in saying that, if I was playing with the Ouija board or doing a seance and something happened, it'd probably be the best, worst day of my life.
Yeah. Both the podcasts would be done.
Yeah.
You'd never hear from us again.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
This sounds fun, though.
Mm.
Now I've
got ideas. Oh. Mm. Yeah, definitely watch this space.
Yay.
Exciting. Because the platform that you are is very much on education and learning more.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wondering what piece of advice could you give to young people who are struggling with their mental health or are feeling lost to give them some hope?
Mm. I mean, is it too cliche to say it's okay to be who you are? There are so many things, like definitely that it's okay to be who you are. It's okay to feel whatever you're feeling. Mm. And whatever it is that you're feeling, you are not alone out there. There will be someone that you can talk to, someone that is feeling, if not exactly the same, a similar way to you. Someone is going to get it. You don't have to go through whatever you're going through alone, and you can do that by being yourself as well.
Mm, how validating. I love that.
Very much so, and really reinforces well what you're saying about you are feeling alone. And then you're providing spaces where people can go for that support. And for you, books being a big part of that space, I'm wondering if there are any books or podcasts or resources that you'd really recommend to not only our listeners, but also Anna and myself who want to learn more about true or some of the things that you cover in our discussions.
Oh, okay. If you want book recommendations, we're going to need more than probably the time we've got left, because I've had several many. It might sound like a cop-out answer, but the short answer is just whatever brings you joy.
Mm. Yeah.
If you've got something that you're interested in but don't know a lot about, dive in, because that's exactly what I've done, and, you know, I will be that nerd for the rest of my life that's like, I don't know about this, let's learn.
Amazing.
Mm. Yeah.
Cool. So good.
It's such a curiosity to come in with. You know, I'm very much one of, for example, like Jimmy Carter, one of the presidents of the United States. If it's about him, I'm 100% in. but if it's not about something I already know, I struggle to have that curiosity. So it's something that I'm going to take away today is to try and be more open and curious to learn about things that I have zero interest or knowledge in currently.
Yeah, and I mean, there are absolutely plenty of resources out there. There are some really, really great podcasts. Of course, I'm going to struggle to think of all of them off the top of my head, 100%. But I don't know if you do show notes, but we can put some recommendations 100%. In show notes, because when I have time to think and I'm not on the spot, I'm sure I could give you hundreds.
100%.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that sounds awesome. And yeah, totally. I feel like we need some sort of, we don't need an Instagram, but we just need somewhere where we can put all of our stuff together, because we often talk about things and, you know, stuff that I feel like
could be reflected on more.
Reflected on more, but that sounds good.
Could you get a section on the website?
We could do.
And maybe there is someone in this room who runs the newsletter and can put some in the newsletter. So I will put that in my pocket and save that for next month.
Yeah, but no, look forward to hearing that because, yeah, I'm kind of similar to Omri. If I've got a huge interest in something, of course I want to read and engage with that. I need to branch out a wee bit more. So, yeah. I look forward to hearing your recommendations.
And there will be several many.
Yeah, no. And especially from your 600 book long TBR. Awesome. Okay. We've got a couple more questions to ask you before we wrap on up the podcast. Before we do so, we'll just jump to another wee word from our sponsor.
Anytime Fitness Dunedin is here to raise the self-esteem of the world. Whether you're new to fitness or getting back into a routine, now's the time to put yourself first. With a supportive community, three local clubs, flexible membership options and access anytime, we're here to help you reach your goals. Get in touch with our friendly team today. Call 03 455 0013 or visit anytimefitness.co.nz.
Kia ora, welcome back to the Hope Centre podcast. I'm glad you're still with us, if you're still at this point. We've had a really great discussion today with Mel from the Rainbow Umbrella, so thank you again for coming. I've got one more question. Well, Omri's got one more question, and it's a good one.
Yeah. Let's take barriers away, or if you've got all the funding you needed, is there a project or a person or a topic that you're really interested in that you want to learn more about or highlight in your podcast, and what would that project be?
Does it have to be within the realms of possibility?
No.
Okay.
It can be you have been you given $20 million.
What would you do with it?
What about time travel? Can I engage time travel?
With the time machine cost $10 million, so you've still got $10 million.
Okay, I would go back in time and meet and talk with David Bowie.
Mm. Cool. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Absolute love of my life. Yeah.
Yeah. Why David Bowie?
Again, we could do a whole episode on this. I did my master's on Bowie, so like he's very, very important to me. I think it would just be amazing to sit down and talk with him about the way he goes about producing his music, producing his image, just living his life. Mm-hmm. He is so authentically him.
Yeah.
It would just be amazing to sit and be like, so, David, how you do it?
Yeah.
How's it going?
Yeah.
Can we be friends?
Yeah.
Because would you go back to Labyrinth Bowie, to Ziggy Bowie?
See, that's the question. Mm. Which persona would I want to visit first? Yeah, I think Ziggy would probably be the most fun.
Yes.
I think the Thin White Duke would be the most interesting.
The Laughing Gnome would probably be the one you want to stay away from.
No, I would love to talk to him about that. I would love to talk to him about the Laughing Gnome because I remember Dad playing this song for us when we were little because we grow up with Bowie. We knew Bowie. But he's like, listen to this. Isn't this stupid? I was like, Dad, this is fantastic. Amazing. Like, it's cheesy, it's corny, it's goofy. Yeah. It's the best thing ever.
Yeah.
Yay.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Me and one of my old flatmates and one of my best friends, Eugene, used to play. We had a futsal table in our flat.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever we went on, like, next goal wins, we'd play the Laughing Gnome.
Amazing.
And on repeat until the final goal was scored.
Yeah. Aww. I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah. What specifically was your thesis about? Was it just that, how he is, who he is?
In a way. So I looked at how the various masculinities that he presented influenced the masculinity of his young fans.
Oh, my gosh.
So I had the privilege of interviewing five people that kind of grew up with Bowie.
Yeah.
I was like, how did he make you a man? Did he make you a man? Did he influence you in any sort of way? What is your understanding of masculinity? All of that
That's sort of so beautiful stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. I did wee bits of gender studies through my degree.
Yeah.
And I find it so interesting.
Yeah.
All the people who do it are so cool.
Mm. Which papers did you do? Can you remember?
I did
Governing Bodies.
Governing Bodies.
Mm-hmm.
I also did one last year in which we'll talk about after the podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You might know my supervisor then, Chris Brickle.
Yeah, possibly. Yeah. We'll talk about it after the podcast. It's a great paper, but maybe not podcast appropriate necessarily.
No, that's fair.
Awesome. Well, I think that's all the questions that we kind of had today. So we just want to say thank you again for coming onto our podcast. It's been nice to connect with you after you've connected with some of our peer supporters. And yeah, I'm signing Omri up too. We would love to talk about something random on your podcast. Yeah. That would be great.
Absolutely.
We'll keep that connection going.
Anytime, you're welcome.
Non-life matters related. Yeah. Yeah, a good interest and thing to expand knowledge on.
Yeah.
You could join me on the witchcraft one
Yeah. I feel like we've done so many mental health episodes, and that is the kaupapa of our podcast, but I think we're ready to just talk about something completely random. So we will be there.
I love it.
Yeah. Awesome. So at the end of the episode, we ask our guests a final five questions, with the last question being to leave a question for the next guest. These are quick fire questions, not too long of an answers. So yeah, go ahead, Omri.
Also, you can throw them back at us too if you're interested.
Oh, okay.
So what does well-being mean to you?
Well-being to me is trying to find that balance in your life, because we all know that the capitalist hellscape that we live in means mahi is unavoidable, mm-hmm. but making sure that you have a work-life balance, mm-hmm. and if possible, finding mahi that you love, but also doing stuff outside of mahi that brings you joy and helps you maintain that balance and just look after yourself.
Mm-hmm. We live to work, we don't work to live.
Yep.
Nope. We work to live. No.
No.
Yes.
I know what you mean. Yeah.
Whatever way. We get the drift.
No, we work to live. Yeah, we don't live to work.
Yes. We work to live. We don't live to work.
Yes.
Yeah. And obviously you work beyond the rainbow umbrella. Do you see the rainbow umbrella as work or as fun?
Oh, that's a good question. The editing part of it is probably more mahi than anything mm-hmm. else, but overall it's fun.
Oh.
It is fun because most of the time I'm just researching or talking to cool people like this.
Nice.
Yeah, nice.
Awesome. Is there anything that you do that brings you a sense of calm? We talked a little bit earlier about forests, but yes. Anything else that brings you a calmness or balance and peace?
Yes, both things I've already mentioned. So forest walking, forest bathing, and reading definitely bring me calm. I love a good bath as well.
Bath and reading.
Yes, but not a physical book. I will only take my Kindle because if I drop the actual Kindle's replaceable, a physical book.
Yeah,
slightly more challenging.
What about forest and reading?
Yes, mm-hmm. that is good. Mm-hmm. One of the last times I went camping with my family, I read 5 books in a week because there was no cell phone reception, and it was bliss.
Are you a fast reader?
Well, I read 3 books in a day, essentially, in 24 hours. To be fair, one of them was small. Yeah. One of them, it only took me a couple of hours to read. So,
what's your reading goal for the year?
I usually do a 52, mm-hmm. so one a week mm-hmm. for the year. I've just hit 33.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that on track? My maths ain't great. Is that on track?
We're not even halfway through the year, so yes.
That's very much on track.
Yeah.
So my goal this year is 50. I've just hit 28.
Nice.
So, I'm getting there. I'm over halfway. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
I feel like we've got a lot more to talk about than beyond this time.
I think so.
Cool. If you could make one rule that everyone had to follow, what would it be?
I know a lot of my people would answer this with the rule that that I say anyway. I don't know how appropriate it is, but step one is don't die. Basically, that's just a colloquial way of saying look after yourself, do what you need to do to be okay. Don't do anything that's going to indirectly or directly hurt you.
Mm.
I have step one tattooed on my arm because it's that important. Mm-hmm. And, that can be interpreted in any way that you want, but step one, don't die.
Yeah, and totally appropriate as well, because it's very much of, it's not just about mahi of life matters being suicide prevention, but it's more than that. It's mm-hmm. how do we look after ourselves and nourish ourselves is what I'm hearing, that it's not just mm-hmm. we don't want you just fighting and staying alive, it's we want you to thrive.
Mm-hmm.
Really absolutely. Cool. Also, it can be, you can try focus on the long-term plan, but what's actually important is taking it day by day when things get hard. So I like that. Mm-hmm. How did that sort of meaning come about for you?
I might get in trouble for talking about this on a podcast. It was actually my old supervisor when I worked at the university.
Yeah.
So it was something that he started saying at work, and I just took it and ran with it. Mm-hmm. And now it's, everyone I meet, I'm like, hey, it's step one. So thanks, Damo. Step one, don't die.
Amazing. I love that. What would you tell your younger self now?
Oh, that's a big one. What would I tell my younger self now? that it's not going to suck forever. That you will find people and you will find things that bring you love and joy. Mm-hmm. And that being a teenager, it's just a phase. The sucky part will pass.
Yeah. I mean, even as an adult, as anyone at any age that may be listening to this and, you know, struggling, which is a high possibility with the mahi that we do, that holds true, you know. It does. It's not necessarily going to be like this forever. There is room for change and, you know, it's just a phase of life. We go through these phases and sometimes struggle happens, but we can get out of it.
Also, being an adult means you've got to pay bills. Having a car is expensive. Life will try and throw anything at you. You just have to roll with it. Yeah. You'll never use maths as an adult. You don't need it.
Yeah. Like, literally, don't even get me started. I, you know, was at school, did lots of maths, went to uni, did lots of maths. Have I done maths since not being at uni? I mean, with calculator.
Yeah.
But yeah. Anything else? No.
I mean, I was a prime example of that just before. Don't need math.
Yeah.
Don't need math. Read a book and you don't need math.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah. Yes, life's expensive as an adult.
Yes.
But that could send us into a spiral. So we'll.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think summed up well before. Well, you summed up well before, Mel. You know, we're in this capital hellscape.
Yeah. Yeah. Capitalist hellscape. Yeah. Let's not get too political, but we know who to blame for that.
Yeah. Nothing was said, guys.
You can cut this out if you need to. It's fine. I'm not going to be offended.
Cool. And now the last question that we have is leave a question for the next guest. Not really a question, but is there something that you would like to ask the next guest? We think we know who it is, but we aren't 100% sure.
Okay. So I'm leaving a question for an anonymous guest.
Correct.
Yes.
And for us.
And for you.
Yeah. Reality is they'll probably be someone who has worked with us before within this space.
Okay. How serious does the question have to
be? If someone's asked, would you be a lizard for a day? You know, okay. You can say whatever you want.
Mm-hmm. It just made me think about the conversation we had before.
Mm-hmm.
Do you believe in ghosts?
Ooh.
Yes, 100%.
Yeah. Ooh. Okay, that was a very quick and definitive answer.
We usually have the question and we usually think about it, but Omri has got no thoughts.
It's just bam, just in there.
Is this based off an experience that you've had personally?
I have had ghost experiences and they are scary, and that is why I will not do Ouija boards.
Okay, we're going to talk later.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not in New Zealand,
mm-hmm.
But still very real.
In America?
American ghosts.
Where I worked at a summer camp for 2 summers called the Catalina Island Marine Institute. And it is built in a bay called Toyon Bay, which is the most haunted place in Southern California, as it's built on a Native American burial ground. And there have been some experiences.
I was going to say, it was an indigenous experience, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, we'll definitely talk later if you're comfy.
Yep.
Yeah. No, I'm sorry, podcast guys. We're kind of leaving you in suspense here, but we are going to have a conversation. Yeah. Okay, awesome. Do you believe in ghosts? I'm going to think about that over the next 2 weeks. I feel like I've got a somewhat of an answer in my head, but yeah. Good luck, next person. Awesome. So, yeah, a final thank you to you, Mel, for coming on. I hope you've had a good time. I feel like we've had a really good conversation today and I've learned a lot from you. So that's great.
Yeah, I've had a great time. Thank you so much for having me. It was really fun to sit on this side of the desk.
Yeah. And as I said, the conversation will continue going elsewhere and who knows, we'd love to keep the connection flowing. So we'll see how that goes.
Oh, you're stuck with me now.
Yeah. Amazing. Yeah. No, oh, damn.
However, will you cope?
Yeah.
A tragedy.
Yeah. Cool. And I'd like to thank you, Omri, for co-hosting yet again. Still going strong, so we must be doing an okay job.
And thank you, Anna. You're smashing it.
Yay. Cool. Thank you to ORFM, to Life Matters, and to Anytime Fitness for sponsoring the podcast. Yeah, that's it from us.
Ka kite.
Thanks for listening to our Hope Centre podcast. The most important message we can leave you with today is that it's okay to ask for help and support. you can contact us at Life Matters on 027 240 0114 by phone or text, or send us a message on our Facebook page. You can also contact us through our website. Just look up lifematters.org.nz. You can also drop in to see us at 63 Hanover Street. We're open every day except Mondays. From Wednesday to Sunday, we're open until 9 p.m. If you need support out of those hours, free call or text 1737. If you'd like to listen again or hear other episodes in this podcast, go to oar.org.nz or wherever you get your podcasts. See you soon.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.